Cooling Envelope Model for Tidal Disruption Events, by Brian D. Metzger. We present a toy model for the thermal optical ray emission from tidal disruption events, TDE. Motivated by recent hydrodynamical simulations, we assume the debris streams promptly and rapidly circularize on the orbital period of the most tightly bound debris, generating a hot quasi-spherical pressure-supported envelope of radius RV 1 times 10 to the 14 cm, photosphere radius 1 times 10 to the 15 cm surrounding the supermassive black hole, SMBH. As the envelope cools radiatively, it undergoes Kalman-Helmholtz contraction RVT caret, minus 1, its temperature rising TFT caret, 1/2, while its total luminosity remains roughly constant. The optical luminosity decays as nu ln URV squared TFT caret, minus 3/2. Despite this similarity to the mass fallback rate m.ft caret, minus 5/3, envelope heating from fallback accretion is subdominant compared to the envelope cooling luminosity except near optical peak, where they are comparable. Envelope contraction can be delayed by energy injection from accretion from the inner envelope onto the SMBH in a regulated manner, leading to a late-time flattening of the optical, X-ray light curves, similar to those observed in some TDEs. Eventually, as the envelope contracts to near the circularization radius, the SMBH accretion rate rises to its maximum, in tandem with the decreasing optical luminosity. This cooling-induced, rather than circularization-induced, delay of up to several hundred days, may account for the delayed onset of thermal X-rays, late-time radio flares, and high-energy neutrino generation observed in some TDEs. We compare the model predictions to recent TDE light curve correlation studies, finding agreement as well as points of tension. This was Cooling Envelope Model for Tidal Disruption Events, by Brian D. Metzger.